Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Tuesday's top news. And the big news on this Tuesday, as you've already heard, is that Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter has switched from being a Republican to a Democrat. First elected in 1980, Specter has won five terms from the Keystone State as a Republican and has been a member of the party his entire life. But now he says the party that he has called home has moved too far to the right, and he sees himself better aligned with the Democrats.
I have found myself increasingly at odds with the Republican philosophy and more in line with the philosophy of the Democratic Party.
Specter absolutely intends to run for a sixth term at the age of 80 next year in 2010, and he freely admits that his stock among Republicans in Pennsylvania has sunk, and he realizes one of the reasons he needs to switch parties is because he simply cannot win a Republican primary.
I am not prepared to have my 29-year record in the United States Senate decided by the Pennsylvania Republican primary electorate.
Democrats rolling out the red carpet for Specter, saying that they will honor his seniority as he moves to the left side of the aisle. And also they're doing their level best to clear the field so he doesn't even have a Democratic primary challenge. Specter's announcement today is a head-scratcher for many, especially since just last month he said he had no intention of leaving the GOP.
I am staying a Republican because I think I have an important role, a more important role to play there. I think the United States very desperately needs a two-party system. That's the basis of politics in America.
Plenty of reaction on both sides of the aisle. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he's thrilled to have Specter in the fold and says it's still important even though Democrats could have 60 votes and enough to break a filibuster if Al Franken gets seated from Minnesota, that's important to work together across the aisle. Pat Leahy is the Democratic chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, a job that Specter had from 2005 till 2007. He says he knew Specter was conflicted and believes his colleague will be happier as a Democrat. But on the Republican side, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says that this is a bad move for not only Specter and the party, but also it's bad news for the U.S.
The threat to the country really relates to the issue of whether or not our people want the majority to have whatever it wants without restraint, without a check or a balance.
Meanwhile, McConnell says he understands that Specter's move was entirely political.
His inability, according to his pollster, to be renominated by the Republican Party or to be elected as an independent. And so he made a totally political decision.
And that's the consensus among most Republicans, including RNC Chairman Michael Steele. He says that the handwriting was pretty much on the wall for Arlen Specter once he voted in favor of the Obama stimulus bill.
If spending the hard-earned dollars of the American people and redistributing their wealth and moving towards a collectivist, socialist approach to government, if that helps you realize you're a Democrat, then, good riddance.
Steele also says he and the GOP will be ready to take on Democratic Senator Arlen Specter next year.
We're going to have a strong Republican candidate on our side, and I love that even more. And if Senator Specter survives into the fall, get ready to go to the mat, baby.
Meanwhile, some on the GOP side of the aisle in the Senate, especially the moderates that remain, say that this is not a good day for the Republican Party and that a big tent is necessary to regain the majority and move America in a more positive direction. Among those with that viewpoint, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
I don't agree with Senator Specter a lot, but I'm a practical guy. We've got to grow this party. That means we got to recruit people like a Tom Ridge. He would be an excellent candidate in Pennsylvania. Socially moderate, fiscally conservative.
And we've already heard that Tom Ridge, the former two-term governor there, former Homeland Security Secretary, is potentially considering a run for the GOP nomination. Quick note from other Senate business on Tuesday. The controversial nomination of Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius has been approved to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Final vote in the Senate, 65-31. Her record on abortion, including her strong support for late-term abortionist George Tiller, a major point of controversy. President Obama asking Congress for an extra $1.5 billion to fight the swine flu outbreak. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the money will be used to produce medicines to treat the flu and to ramp up development of a vaccine for the illness. Gibbs said the request represents prudent planning on the part of the Obama administration. Gibbs also says the president is furious about a presidential plane flyover that sparked momentary panic in New York City on Monday. Gibbs answered no when asked if the president thinks the flyover represents an appropriate use of public funds. The Supreme Court giving a victory to the Federal Communications Commission, upholding fines levied for profanity uttered on live TV shows. The court ruled the FCC can fine broadcasters for the airing of a single cuss word, which is uttered during times when children are likely watching. Much more on that later in the hour. On Wall Street, the Dow down 8 points, the S&P off 2, the NASDAQ off 6. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, more insight into the Supreme Court decision on profanity during the Family Hour. We'll also get insight on the Spectre decision, Democratic perspective from Michael Lewin, and a response from the Club for Growth. Executive Director David Keating is with us. Stay tuned.